Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuning into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station bringing you the hits and much, much more with your girl, Elena Sanders. I'm telling you, we're going to have a great show coming up next on Anointed Thoughts Show with Lisa Porch with Mark Lacey. You don't want to go anywhere. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll be back with Mark Lacey, the portrait of Mark Lacey, on Anointed Sounds Radio.
First believing all of the gospel, but of my life I want to testify in different ways than some of y'all may be used to. See, this time last week I was faced with a crisis. When my wrong turned to right and my right turned to wrong, I didn't know where to turn, so I threw up my hands and stole along.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No matter how I feel, my answer still will be
yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Even when I'm going through, I'll lift my hands and say yes. To me, believe I can say
Sounds Radio, the station bringing hits and much, much more with your girl Elena Sanders and
Lisa Williams.
How y'all doing today? We have a special show, Poetry in Motion, I tell you, with a wonderful author. I guess you would say poet, right? Am I saying it correctly, Lisa? Poet.
Yes.
Mr.
Mark Lacey.
Yes, Mark. Yes. Welcome, Mark Lacey, to the show.
Greetings. How's everyone doing tonight?
Greetings to you.
We are doing.
Mark, I am so excited that you are on the line with us. I've been sharing with Elena that I was first introduced to your poetry and your style of writing from MySpace. And it was just so exciting because you had me intrigued. I was reading your stuff, and then all of a sudden you cut me off. So it was a pleasure meeting up with you the other day and having a chance to talk to you. And I'm glad you're joining us today to share a little bit about your poetry and how God has inspired you.
Yes, definitely. Definitely a pleasure to be here.
Well, just tell the audience, Mark, who you are and what you do, because people may know of your name. There may be some that might not know exactly what Mark Lacey is about.
Okay. My name is Mark Lacey. I'm a poet, author, and spoken word artist. By day, I am a database administrator here in Huntsville, Alabama, and by night, I'm an author and a performing poet. I have two books. One, The Looking Heart, Poetic Expressions from Within, Rock and Fire, Love Poetry from the Core, and I also have two spoken word CDs. My second one, Articulation, has just been released. My first one, Reflux, Poetic Spirit and Spoken Soul, was released a couple of years ago, and Articulation, Spoken Essence of Music, has just been released. So really happy, well, happy on two counts, happy to get the product out, and number two, happy to get all that work out of the way.
Wow.
And getting it out.
He's been busy.
Very busy. And also have been, this past summer, been touring the country for,
Wow.
Various literary events and spoken word performances. So it's all good. Definitely a pleasure and a blessing to be here. And, you know, look forward to working on future projects.
All right.
So how long have you been writing?
Actually, I've been writing creatively in excess of 20 years. However, I did not really begin to focus on packaging my poetry until about maybe 10 years ago. And then finally, in 2004, that's when I had published my first book of poetry. And I have been on schedule to not only publish poetry, but some fiction works as well that are coming up here within the next couple of months or so.
Okay, cool. Now, I noticed when I was reading your bio that you graduated cum laude in mechanical engineering.
That is correct. Alabama A&M University, go Bulldogs.
okay.
I have very proud to be a product of an HBCU. And I am, I guess, a self-proclaimed left brain, right brain individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a...
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
And honestly, I was living the left brain, right brain life before I could discern what the heck left brain and
what
right brain meant.
Right.
You know, I went to a workshop some 10 years ago, and they broke it down for me. I was like, oh, that's me. You know,
what
have
kind
a
of workshop was it?
I have a well, actually, it was this conference on the African American family in Huntsville about 10 years ago, and they had a gentleman there break down, you know, the mind and the what prompts a certain mindset, and you know, he started with the different parts of the brain, you know, the sections of the brain that produce the motor ability and things of the sort. And when he broke it down with the left brain, right brain, you know, one side being, you know, technical, another side being creative, you know, to make a long story short, I was like, wow, that's me. And, you know, I know some people, they're either totally left brain or totally right brain, or they're, they might have a smidgen of the other brain in them, but they are afraid to take a chance on it.
Tap into it, Wow, that's interesting. So how long did you battle with your brain, so to speak, before you actually... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, well, honestly, it's never really been a struggle for me. I just, at that one, that was like a point of reckoning for me, lack of a better phrase, because I finally understood how everything worked. But, you know, sometimes, intellect is not when you compare intellect to intuition, you know, it's the intuition that governs the intellect, not the vice versa. However, going to school, looking in textbooks, you know, you tend to think the opposite.
Yes, absolutely.
So let me ask you something. Go ahead, Lisa. I'm sorry.
We're talking
about
I'm just
go
so
ahead,
excited.
Go ahead. Go.
Okay, no, I wanted to know, okay, now getting the brains out of the way, how did God play a role? I know you said you are a very spiritual person. God is a very intricate part of your life.
True.
At what point did that happen, or was he always a part of your life, or did you have some kind of epitome that, you know, brought you closer to the Lord?
Well, you know, I'm not like the one who gives a lot of testimonies. And I say that because I find a lot of them sounding the same. And what it is, it's like, okay, outside the embellishment, what actually happened? So my thing is, I've always, my parents have always been a heavy influence when it comes to talking about the importance of God and the power of God. And, you know, I was realizing how blessed I was before I even took the step to acknowledge him. And I like to be totally honest, you know, when I'm talking about this. I am, you know, I don't consider myself a religious person. I consider myself a spiritual person, even though I do practice a certain religion. I don't consider myself a Christian poet. I'm a poet who happens to be a Christian. I like to be able to relate to all walks of life. You know, people of various faiths. I do not like to try to pump religion down anybody's throat. I don't like to incorporate it in my poetry, but I do like to incorporate, you know, God and what God has done for me in some way, shape, form, or fashion in my poetry, whether it's some, you know, a direct mentioning or in the form of metaphor.
Okay.
And to answer your question, the when I started putting my poetry out there, I said, okay, I'm just going to be careful to try to touch everybody in a basic fashion. You know, I would throw all kinds of signs and symbols out there in my poetry. You know, decorate it up with different words and colloquialisms. But, you know, somehow tie it into some spiritual or uplifting and motivational message. And that's how I started off. Now, I have since gone deep into, you know, various directions as far as the intricate details of my poetry is concerned. You know, I like to touch all masses, or not all masses, but all people who comprise the masses. Even though I'm going to miss some people, I am basically content with the fact that as long as I give them a basic message, everybody can relate. Everybody can relate to nightfall. Everybody can relate to daytime. So that's how I try to approach, you know, writing my poetry.
All right. So my question is, what sparks you to write? Where do you get your inspiration or aspiration to write?
That's a good question. Anything that happens during the course of the day can influence me to just pull up a notepad at work or when I'm at home, write on a thought or something on a yellow sticky. And if I can't write a piece to that effect at that particular juncture in time, then I will make sure I write it down, save it, put it somewhere so I can come back to it. Just about anything. It could be something positive. It could be something not so positive. It could be something that a coworker said to me. It could be something that happened to a family member. It could be something that I encountered. It could be something that you encountered and I observed. It could be anything, the drop of a hat, a drop of a pen. It could be anything.
Wow, awesome. Now, I think, Lisa, we have one of his poems.
Yes. Broken Now Blessed.
Yes, uploaded. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and play your poem so the audience, listening audience can hear your poem, you know, Broken Now Blessed. Can you just tell us what was the inspiration from that, from writing that poem before we actually get into it, and just go ahead and introduce the poem.
Okay, Broken Now Blessed was written in 2005. It was actually for... an author in Texas named by the name of Shondell Johnson. It was going to be a tribute piece that was going into the back of her novel, Broken Now Blessed. However, since then, I've dedicated the piece to not only my good friend Shondell and her cause and her biography, but also to the Hurricane Katrina victims, to the innocent victims of war. It's a very broad message. Anybody who's going through any torment and who's, who've been downtrodden at some certain point in their life, but, through their faith, you know, they were uplifted and are now blessing other people. So that was the whole premise behind Once Broken, Now Blessed.
All right, listen, audience, we're going to play Broken, Now Blessed. Don't go anywhere. Listen to the poetry of Mr. Mark Lacey.
Once broken, now blessed, yes. Embalmed with the Psalms, letter 23 to be exact. The fact remains plain that my cup runneth over with blessings. The touch and caressing from the Almighty have made me and my family persevere and overcome. Overcome walks and valleys and shadows of death, and I can still breathe, meaning that I have breath, fearing no evil, standing tall, exhibiting the wherewithal. My oily head has been anointed, and I've been appointed by my Savior as an exalted sheep, fleece embedded deeply with surely goodness and mercy, blessed with libations from a full well. Forever in my Lord's house will I dwell. Yeah. Forever in my Lord's house I will dwell. And I've just got to tell that baby Emmanuel is the composer and arranger of your and my salvation's greatest hits. And when you feel the joy, you start to gleam by the bits, jumping up high, grabbing the stratosphere, landing on the clouds, then doing the splits. You can't deny that Jehovah Jireh sent us the Messiah who blessed the Magi to bring the gifts and frankincense. Hence, conception immaculate, Mother Mary and Daddy Joseph had to understand that Son of Man was birthed, died for us, then moved the stone, and was unearthed. Perfection of the resurrection, the Christ, the Savior, the Holy Spirit, oh bless His name, oh bless His name, the Most High, the Omnipotent, the King. Ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, said the coy drummer boy. Ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, ahoy girls and boys. Follow me as we're draining from the land of Canaan to a place exhibiting milk and honey. O Nazareth, O Galilee, O Jerusalem, O Calvary, O Bethlehem. Here I am, light of mine is shining. Oh, light of mine is shining. Now I've got the spirit to keep climbing from Genesis to Exodus, and oh, what a revelation. I've now witnessed the passion. No income and family raising takes lashes, but each lash represented stages of evolution, spawning wisdom, character, and oh, that intestinal fortitude grips tightly. And as we received the blessings from the Almighty, pockets were broke, but spirits were never broken. Believing, being soaking wet from having been anointed, arms are everlasting, reaching out and touching, blasting doubt into oblivion. Now blessed is our dominion, and I can jubilantly rest. For I was once broken, and now I'm blessed. Yes, I was once broken, and now I'm blessed. Yes, I was once broken, and now I'm blessed. Yes, I was once broken, and now I'm blessed. Yes.
I was in dire straits. I was in dire straits. I was broken in two, but now I know I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed.
Well, welcome back. I mean, that was awesome. Welcome back to it. I need to do my proper introduction. Welcome back to Anointed Sounds Radio Station, bringing you hits and much, much more. I was just so in tune with it, listening to what was going on. I mean, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
And I love the musical piece with it. Oh, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Who did that with you?
Actually, my younger brother, JC, actually produced the music for that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you know, we had brought in a guitarist to play the guitar riff in it, and the rest of the instrumentation was played by my younger brother. So, you know, much love to them for actually gelling and clicking at the same time, which is very important when it comes to musical production.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Now, Mark, I have a slight twist on the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Being that we're going through a very special election now, I just mm-hmm. wanted to get your viewpoint on the elections on Obama, just what's been going on, and has this inspired some poetry out of you?
Hmm. Well, I am a person who is, some people have deemed me anti-politics. However, I say that politics is a necessary evil, you know, for the governing of a nation. I encourage people to go vote, definitely go vote, but learn about the issues. Learn about the candidates and learn about that for which they stand. Make an intelligent decision, but at the same time, understand that one man or one woman in office is not going to impact you having that drive and wherewithal to go out and do the best, you know, representing, you know, for God, for family, and for self. You know, having, my thing is, regardless of who's in office, if my house is not clean, if my house is not straight, it doesn't matter. I need
That's
to make
right.
sure that I am taking care of my house, doing what I'm supposed to do in my community, number one.
Right.
Because you can't teach fire within. And no one
That's
candidate
right.
is going to you're going to have candidates who can, you know, invigorate some people. However, I've got to make sure that, you know, I'm using what God has given me to be self-sufficient and self-reliant. But at the same
That's
time,
right.
you know, I'm in Rome, so I have to do as the Romans do. And I'm going to make sure I study the candidates and study, you know, the principles for which they stand.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Everything that the media says, however, needs to be taken like with a grain of salt. And we all know politics.
Right.
Politics. When you talk partisan, that's like legal racism. It's legal
mm-hmm.
racism. People can take a legal racial shot at somebody via politics, regardless
mm-hmm.
of how far we've come from being sprayed with fire hoses and having to sit
right.
down sit in at lunch counters. Politics currently is a means by which people can take a legal racial shot at someone and come out
mm-hmm.
unscathed.
Wow.
Bottom line.
And
although we, you know, we all have to play political games, whether we like it or not, at work, at church, at home, and when concerning family at times. But my thing is, make sure, I try to make sure, I'm nobody's preacher or teacher, I try to make sure that the wholesome thing is recognized and performed first. Then
mm-hmm.
if politics needs to be factored in, that's like the last thing.
Right.
You know, because bottom line is we are, you know, words are words. Politicians are politicians. You know, come around
mm-hmm.
kissing babies during election season in church, this, that, and other. Same old protocol. Promises are being
mm-hmm.
made. People are expecting the world out of them. And then when they don't produce, all of a sudden
right. –
I'm feeling let down because I put my trust in this one politician to make my life better. But I'm in
okay.
church, yes, y'all, and every Sunday. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know,
right.
that doesn't
right,
make any
right.
sense. That doesn't. But and I am happy that we've got African Americans on both sides of the fence simply because nobody can say that we're monolithic when it comes to politics and politicians.
Right.
However,
wow.
it's obvious. You know, words don't need to be spoken when you talk about the state of this country. It's obvious.
Amen.
It is obvious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to stand on any side of the fence to understand that people, whether they're Democrat, Republican, or independent, they are tired of the conditions in which we're having to live currently.
Yes, absolutely.
Bottom line. And if they say they're not tired, they are lying.
Mm-hmm.
They're lying. So I encourage everybody, get out there, vote for whom you feel is the best candidate, study the issues, listen to the media, but don't listen to the media, if you know what I mean. Because, you know,
right.
we all know Fox and CNN, you know, it's almost, they might as well take the call letters off and just put one side Democrat, other side Republican. You know, and again, people know that some people who are not or who are proponents for I guess what racism yielded back in the 50s and 60s and what have you,
mm-hmm.
and to this current day in a different shape, form, or fashion, everybody knows that you can stand behind that political party veil and be a racist.
Wow.
And come out
unscathed. That's really, really, really interesting. So, and I was kind of thinking back off what Lisa was saying earlier. You were speaking, you asked him a question, has this intrigued your writing? Have you ever wrote anything in regards to politics?
Oh, man. I'm here to tell you. Again, I'm not political at all, and very seldom will you see me at an open mic or something doing a political piece. But I must tell you, after Hurricane Katrina, you would be very shocked at the pieces that I was posting on MySpace and all over the Internet. I did not hold back language or anything. I'm just being straight up. I'm being straight up honest with you. I'm not saying that. You know, and I'm one of those types of people that believe that you can convey a message, you know, without offending somebody with language. However, the same thrust that Mayor Nagin had in his voice when he was on that one conference call at one time, that's the same thrust that I had in my piece. And it had absolutely nothing to do, although I think politics were a byproduct of it, my anger for seeing people suffer and not get help. That was just the bottom of my head. Nothing to do with politics. Just watching TV, seeing my people suffer, and as an artist, you feel totally helpless. You feel like you might as well lock us up in solitary confinement when we can't just be there to help. So I must have written between 10 and 15 poems just during the time, the climactic time, and I blasted them everywhere.
Wow.
I blasted them everywhere.
Now, where can, if we wanted to see these poems, where can we go to see them?
Well,
I
don't think that you would have to go into the bulletins from 3 years ago, and I don't know if they're still there. But my MySpace account is myspace.com/mlacy, M as in motorcycle, L-A-C-Y, Lacy. And at the time, you would say, "Dang, Mark wrote that," you know. And again, you're just, no matter how spiritual we call ourselves, no matter how focused we call ourselves, we're only human,
right?
And we have human. And I'm not an emotional person, and you know. And when I go do interviews or book discussions, like with book clubs and different literary groups, you know. They always say, "Oh, it's so good to see a young man who can put feelings on paper and blah, 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 blah." And I say, you know, hey, but that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm a poet. I'm putting feelings on paper, but that doesn't necessarily equate to me being emotional or anything.
Right. Okay.
You know, because I can write about just about anything. I mean, one poem I could write about a funeral. The next poem I could write about a wedding.
Right.
You know, I don't necessarily have to be inside the pen pushing out the ink with the emotions, you know.
Right. Wow.
Well, I thank you, Mark, for sharing that with us. That was a volume. You spoke volumes of how I know a lot of people feel, especially I thank you for encouraging people to get out and actually understand what's going on, what the issues are, rather than just jumping on a bandwagon, because I think that's what a lot of people do when they don't understand what the true issues are. So we thank you for that. Elena, do you have anything else to ask Mark?
Again, we would like to thank you so much for coming on Anointed Sounds Radio today, Anointed Thought Show. We have to have you back on again so you can talk to us, at least read some of those poems. Well, I don't know. We might have to send some purpose.
I have no problem editing. But what I would like to do, though, is send you all a promo copy of Articulation, and maybe sometime in the near future we can do, let you guys do a review, and then later on, when time permits, come back and we can discuss it.
definitely.
Make sure you email me a mailing address, and I'll get that to you. And
okay.
I definitely want to thank you all for allowing me to come on today to talk about my poetry and the thrust behind poetry, my poetry, and definitely the influence that God has had on my writing career. And I just like to humbly say that I'm just a poet, a servant. I'm still learning. I'm learning from other poets. I'm mentoring other poets. And we're all in this thing together, and I feel very humble, pleased, and happy to be here. And if you get an opportunity, check out marclacy.com, marclacy.com, myspace.com/mlacy. Check me out. Shoot me a message. I will respond to you as promptly as possible.
All right.
And thank you so much again, and thank you, listening audience, for tuning in to North Sounds Radio. Again, bringing hits and much, much more. And don't go anywhere. See you next time. God
all
bless.
Right. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know he's the